的记者会上，也有记者提到了这个南海的问题。王毅说呢，中国呢一向是保证这个是在南海的航行自由的，不会让中国的存在不会让美国的或者说世界各国的这个在南海的自由航行受到影响。但是我个人呢，反倒认为，在中国没有对于南海实现实际控制的情况下，中国也很难做出一个维护南海航行自由的这样一个实际行动。即使就是说，中国没有在南海实实在在的控制这个区域，中国说我可以保，他问题是他怎么保证南海的航行自由？这只能是一种喊话的性质，或者说是一种未来时的性质。美国他要求航行自由，他觉得中国在南海的扩建影响了这种自由，而中国我认为啊，恰恰应该告诉美国，我在南海的存在，我才能向你保证你有航行自由。我不在那儿待着，我怎么向你保证航行自由啊？是不是？
也就是说，我的一种存在，实际是你的航行自由的一种保障。
是，
当然了，作为大国之间，其实就像刚才魏先生讲了，大国之间不可轻易动兵了，尤其是核大国之间。不管怎么样，中美在南海的僵持会是一个，用中国现在的一句俗话叫常态，这种常态会不会影响中美关系？
怎么说呢，在一定的程度上会影响中美关系，尤其是这个中美在军事在战略方面啊，可能南海的问题会多次的被大家提起。但是呢，我想中美之间两个大国呀，中间的问题远远不止这些，还有很多问题，像这个台湾问题啊，还有很多政治问题、朝鲜问题等等等等，很多不能达成一致的问题。这些问题应该说在大国之间啊会永远存在下去，但这并不影响两国之间这个在国际战略合作层次上继续的合作交往。
以上嘉宾言论不代表本台立场。迪迪·艾伦的身高大约有2米30，是全世界最高的女人，但更令人印象深刻的却是他宽广的胸怀。一般人都会因为名字列在吉尼斯世界纪录而感到兴奋，但迪迪却是不同。生活在经常
累。
周围。
Đường dây còn trống, quý vị có thể gọi vào đài qua số điện thoại 408-436-2888 để đặt câu hỏi đến với bác sĩ Phạm Hoàng Khánh về những điều quý vị muốn biết về đề tài này và những thắc mắc của quý vị. Số điện thoại của đài 408.
It's time to get back on the ice and get ready for a hat trick, because we're giving you the home ice advantage for over 40 years with great deals, a huge selection, and outstanding service, always. And now, save big with 0% financing on almost every new Toyota model, including Prius.
Does not sound like a friendly act to me.
Marco Rubio conceded that radical Muslims are dangerous, but said not all Muslims hate them.
I can also tell you that if you go to any actual cemetery, especially Arlington, you're going to see lots of
bones. After the tone of tonight's debate, it was far more civil than recently.
Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick is teaching on the mystery of the...
Hoàn toàn không phát tiêu giao hoạch, nhưng tiểu, đi ăn thằng nằm, trong sông bộ, nội ghi hiệu, coi lưỡi dầu, bán ghi hiệu, đèn cháu điện, bàn chiên trình, đương nhiên nhiều hắn cha sau lưỡi dầu lắm, giảm tiểu hành chiến, đề tính, phân phố nổi tiếng, đầu thầm đến thông quỷ đầu, kiểu quân quân trình, điện thoại, 650-633-3333, 6
y con doctor Ernesto Gómez Pastor y consejero, su programa Buenas Noches Pastor.
These are people that once the election is won, will be able to put Supreme Court justices up that will do a fabulous job. Because let me tell you, if we lose this election, you're going to have 3, 4, or maybe even 5 justices, and this country will never, it will take centuries to recover. Never ever recover. It will take centuries to recover. So I just say, embrace these millions of people that now, for the first time ever, love the Republican Party and unify. Be smart and unify.
Concludes this 12th Republican presidential debate. We want to thank the candidates, the Republican National Committee, the University of Miami, and of course, each of you for watching. I'm Dick Tapper. Our coverage continues right now with Anderson Cooper. Anderson?
Love food, music, and fun. Then you'll love Downtown Eats and Beat, April 30th in the Old Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa. Enjoy food from your favorite Sonoma County food truck, live music, a DJ, lawn games, and more. DJ. Downtown Eats and Beat in Old Courthouse Square on April 30th. Tickets on sale March 14th. We'll see you there. Must be 21 or older to attend.
Not available in California. Here's a great idea for a business. Health food and vending machines. Who doesn't want healthier choices? Imagine the money you could make. Well, the guys at Fresh Healthy Vending have already thought of it.
ਅਕਾਲੀ ਦਲ ਭਾਰਤੀ ਜਨਤਾ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੱਤਣ 'ਚ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ ਦਾ ਬਜਟ ਸੈਸ਼ਨ ਬੁੱਧਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਹੀਦਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਰਧਾਂਜਲੀ ਦੀ ਭੇਟ ਚੜ ਗਿਆ ਜਿਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਤੱਕ ਮੁਲਤਵੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਸਦਨ 'ਚੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸਮੇਂ ਉਪ ਮੁੱਖ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਸੁਖਬੀਰ ਬਾਦਲ ਨੇ ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਵਿਧਾਇਕ ਅਜੀਤ ਇੰਦਰ ਮੋਫੜ ਦਾ ਹੱਥ ਫੜ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਸੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਪੱਤਰਕਾਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਅਜੀਤ ਇੰਦਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸੀਐਚ 'ਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਿਲ ਕਰਵਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਤਾਂ ਸੁਖਬੀਰ ਨੇ ਹੱਸਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਕੇ ਟਾਲ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਅੱਗੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਕੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ 'ਚ ਮਹਿਰੂਮ ਨੇਤਾਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਰਧਾਂਜਲੀ ਦੇਣ ਮੌਕੇ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਦਲ ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਨੇ ਕਰਜ਼ੇ ਦੇ ਬੋਝ ਥੱਲੇ ਦੱਬ ਕੇ ਆਤਮ ਹੱਤਿਆਵਾਂ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਕਿਸਾਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਰਧਾਂਜਲੀ ਦਿਵਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਸਫਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕੀ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ ਵੱਲ ਕੂਚ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ 100 ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਯੂਥ ਕਾਂਗਰਸੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਨੇ ਗ੍ਰਿਫ਼ਤਾਰ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਅਸਲ 'ਚ ਯੂਥ ਕਾਂਗਰਸੀ ਸਤਲੁਜ ਜਮਨਾ ਲਿੰਕ ਮਾਮਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਭਵਨ 'ਚ ਰੈਲੀ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ ਦਾ ਘਿਰਾਓ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਸਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਅਮਰਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਰਵਾਨਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਰਸਤੇ 'ਚ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਨੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਵਿਛਾੜਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ 100 ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਕਾਂਗਰਸੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਗ੍ਰਿਫ਼ਤਾਰ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਾਂਗਰਸੀ SYL ਮਾਮਲੇ ਲਈ ਬਾਦਲ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰ ਠਹਿਰਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦਾ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬਾਦਲ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਮੁੱਦੇ 'ਤੇ ਕੇਂਦਰ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝੌਤਾ
Sold under the brand name Wonderful Caramel Sauce.
They do what they want, and Mavi is going to have to eat all of his words. He's very frustrated and he blames me. He started talking about him, and then he went right down the toilet. Mavi are now saying that they have very little chance in the NCAAs to produce, but. He likes their recruiting situation.
Some location is that one.
Something about AM radio. It's crazy that AM radio still exists. It seems like one of those things that, like... In 10 years,
Bieber,
no one's going to be left to listen to AM radio.
FDIC, Toyota, let's
or go. Like listen to a lot of AM radio.
To see our full lineup and great offers. Toyota, let's go places.
It sounds terrible. It's full of...
Now at 9:05.
Mostly.
We get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Night. Serious
night sight on KSL.
On Thursday.
This could be my only chance to fulfill my destiny.
Join Ethan and Alex tonight for their broadcast in front of a live audience.
The Victor Escape Room at the Gateway. Yay!
Seriously, it's Thursday night. And this is the Night Side Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Geary on KSL News Radio.
Okay, the final hour on the program tonight. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Geary. And we want to thank you for hanging with us tonight. In fact, all day long, we've really just had an amazing day. And capping it off here at the Mystery Escape Room is just the best. We're having so much fun here, chatting with people. It's very relaxed, very chilled. Everyone's having a great time. And then, of course, we spent the day with the Radiothon for Primary Children's Hospital.
City.com today for a great offer. We should comply.
Like, no new people are being indoctrinated into the wonderful world of AM radio, right? No one's like getting way in, like, oh, I gotta listen to this.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Air.
Barely listening to FM radio these days. Somebody
because the cities of the nations fail. That tells us something of the...
And so the Challenge Athletes Foundation continues...
Diabetes. Dr. Harold Goldstein with the California Center for Public Health Advocacy tells KNX there's some easy changes you can make in your diet.
I think the single most important thing that people can do is drink water instead of sugar. We know that...
They thought they gave him a fair offer. Houston beat it, and that was that.
Ripping tunes.
Yes, I miss my lady.
It's storming pretty hard here. It's a flash flood warning. The rivers in the area are hitting capacity pretty soon. Tonight, I guess. And apparently the storm behind it that is going to hit the area tomorrow morning is even worse. Yeah.
People reported getting ill from eating there between February 29th and March 7th. Most private inspectors from the proper cleaning and
it's real rotten out here. It's been a very unpleasant drive. And when things get unpleasant, I do things like flip through the AM radio dial and listen to the sweet
as much
static.
Because their rates are higher.
Yes.
And all about that, then you should meet with us. It's a transparent way of doing things. By the way, transparency is not something that's overly welcome in our industry. We'll lay it right on the table.
Visit DMIG.com, California license 064-0827.
Average American uses electronics at least 11 hours a day. While the constant use of technology helps people keep in touch, pay bills, navigate the road, and stay up to date on news, it does have a downside. Our data can be exposed to criminals who commit crimes such as credit card fraud and identity theft unless we take the proper precautions.
Just listen
Webroot
to AM radio.
Internet security.
Throw away your
Webroot
phone.
Is the most comprehensive cloud-based antivirus software available, helping protect you from vicious viruses, malware, and phishing sites. It protects all your
fishing
favorite
sites,
devices,
but I love
including
fishing.
Your PC, Mac, Android, and iOS device. So stop the hackers in their tracks by utilizing Webroot Internet Security and sleep easier, knowing that you're protected no matter where you access the Internet. Visit webroot.com/radio now to save 30% on your purchase of Webroot's Internet Security software. That's webroot.com/radio. Start your year safe with Webroot.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove...
Hello?
Puedes escuchar Mundo Deportivo.
We need to this world and to declare.
And a 10 to 1, almost 11 to 1 difference. Well, tonight's quick poll, found at LarsLarson.com, goes this way.
Club, for much of the season, has missed the last few games and is out for the season with a broken foot.
Uh-oh. Real one? I don't know if I've ever heard a real one.
The National Weather Service has extended a flash flood warning for South Central Sonoma County until 11:45 tonight.
Great. That's
at 7:48 p.m.
Right here.
Pacific Standard
Time. Right there.
Today, reports continue to indicate light rain falling across the warned area. Doppler radar is indicating additional light to moderate rainfall on its way to the area. Flash flooding is expected to remain a threat through at least midnight. Some locations that will experience flooding include Petaluma. Flood warnings.
Uh-huh.
Flood waters are moving down Willow Brook Creek from Pengrove Park to Old Redwood Highway Bridge and Stony Point Road. The Weather Service encourages people to move to higher ground, act quickly to protect your life.
Oh.
Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. This concludes the activation of the emergency alert system.
Fucking awesome. It's like fucking Call of Duty in here. Fucking
place on the basketball court, although he has been.
Real fucking emergency broadcast interruptions, like Modern Warfare 2. Is it bad that every time I hear the fucking emergency fucking tone, the scratchy one, not the loud tone, that scratchy, is it weird, is it bad that I immediately think about Modern Warfare 2? Is that bad? That's probably not good. Well, you know, hopefully we won't flood, but, you know, it's the side of town I'm on is kind of it's the side of town we moved to when I was in junior high because we were tired of getting flooded out of our house on the other side of town, to be honest. And they have, they dug the creek down years ago and all this other stuff to help prevent that from happening. That said, I am literally, 100 feet from a creek. But it's such a deep... There's never any water in it, especially with the drought and everything, that it would take a lot more rain for the water to crest that and do anything crazy, so... So if anything, it's more about downed trees or power lines and that sort of stuff is the, losing power when it rains like this around here. Like, I'm actually kind of surprised that I expect we'll lose power at some point in the next handful of days, for at least a brief period of time. It's just how it goes. I should probably roll in my garbage cans. They've been out for days because it's been raining and I haven't wanted to do it. It's raining light enough right now that I could at least get away with it. And I should probably roll it in because they're going to fall over out here or something. Oh, man. How's it looking out here? Not too bad right now. All right, everybody, turn around, don't drown. See you tomorrow.